lines of Fernandez subdivision.
Thank you. This is a standard subdivision to divide 14.07 acres plus or minus into four single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Sussex County. The property is lying on the southwest side of Frankford School Road, which is Sussex County Route 92, approximately 830 feet northwest of Shockley Town Road, which is Sussex County Route 375. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 5, Parcel 7.00, and the zoning district is GR General Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of a deed for the property. We have a copy of the applicant's written report outlining the Chapter 99-9C design considerations. We have a copy of a waiver request letter from the applicant's engineer relating to street design and also the standards and the forested buffer requirements. We have a copy of the applicant's site evaluation report for soils. We have a copy of agency comments that have been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, a copy of the US Army Corps of Engineers letter, a letter that's been received from the Delaware Department of Drinking Water, Sussex Conservation District. We also have a copy of the DelDOT letter of no objection. So that's different to the service evaluation response. We actually have the low no. And we also have a letter received from the State Fire Marshal's Office. And I would note that we have received zero public comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes. While this gentleman's walking up, just I forgot to say this with my remarks earlier. When anybody comes to the podium, there's a microphone that looks like this. As we talked about it earlier with the gentleman, we just need to make sure the green ring is lit up and the icon on the space bar button is lit up so that we can hear you and it's being recorded and it's also being broadcast. So, and he's got it all set, so we're good to go. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Ray Blakeney. I'm with Plitco Engineering. We prepared the plan you have in front of us. We're at 53 Atlantic Avenue in Ocean View. As Mr. Whitehouse said, the property in question is tax parcel 533-5-7, located on Frankford School Road in the GR General Residential Zoning District. The total site area is 14.07 acres, of which there are 6.06 acres of federal non-tidal wetlands. I did bring a visual aid just to help visualize everything that we've got here. So these large red areas that you see here are the non-tidal wetlands. The site is primarily wooded with 13.49 acres of the 14.07 acres being wooded, with the exception being this existing residence on the north portion of the site.
Acreage again, I'm sorry for the wooded area.
13.49 acres, okay. Plus or minus, okay. Of wooded area on the site.
Thank you, sorry.
Yep. There are portions of the McRae's tax dish prongs on the east and the west side of the property. We are requesting a court order change to reduce the width of the maintenance right-of-way on the eastern tax dish down here from 80 feet to 40 feet. That request is currently being processed by the tax ditch segment of DNREC and should receive it shortly. This is the only regulatory approval that we've yet to receive for the project. The site is in flood zone X, so it's not in a flood hazard area. The site is not within an area of excellent groundwater recharge, and it's not within a wellhead protection area. We have an approved nationwide 18 permit to disturb up to a tenth of an acre of wetland area. And we've used a portion of that to relocate the site entrance, which is currently here. There's an existing crossover pipe here. But we've relocated the site access further west to avoid a large drainage pipe that serves the tax ditch here. This was done in consultation with DelDOT. The remainder of that tenth of an acre we are using for a wetland crossing in the rear to access these residual lands in the back of the property. The project was originally submitted as a minor subdivision of three lots and residual lands. The proposed lot one would encompass this existing residence now, with the remainder two proposed lots being down here in this uplands area. These lots would be reached via a 30-foot access easement that we show here, this white hatched area that runs through the property. And that ends in an emergency vehicle turnaround at the end of the property. We're requesting a waiver from the county street design standards on the basis that this is essentially a minor subdivision and constructing a paved street to county standards long enough to serve just these two lots and access the residual lands would be a hardship on the property owner. The State Fire Marshal's Office and DLDOT have reviewed and approved this plan. The two proposed lots we're showing here are using the irregularly shaped upland areas on the east side of the property as shown. Lot 2 is approximately 88,233 square feet, and Lot 3, which is this parcel here, approximately 74,186 square feet. These irregular lot shapes are obviously a result of being bounded by wetlands, but it made sense to us to incorporate all the upland areas into the lots. A benefit of these large lots is that, assuming a typical residential house and driveway and garage, the percentage of impervious surface on each lot is going to be very low, which will help minimize surface area runoff.
And where is Lot 4?
There is no Lot 4. I was very confused about that. We have Lot 1, Lot 2, Lot 3, and then residual lands in the back.
And I wasn't the only one that was confused.
Maybe they're considering that Lot 4.
Okay.
Just to be clear, Lot 4 is not being proposed as a residential lot.
Okay.
It's just a residual land from the minor subdivision.
I can assist with this question, Mr. Chairman. So if four lots are shown on the plan, whether it's called a residual or not a residual, it's still a lot. It's still buildable. Unless, of course, the commission specifically says that it's not buildable. So we would always advertise it as being for four lots. So
We have done soils testing on the two proposed lots, as well as the residual lands, or the third proposed lot, not including, again, the existing residents. And you have for areas of septic suitability, and that information you should have in your packet. The clearing of the existing wooded areas would be done for the proposed access easement, as well as the septic disposal areas on site, and then selectively for any proposed structures. A large portion of the existing wooded lands will therefore remain undisturbed. Grading will be site-specific for the individual lots. We're also requesting a waiver on the county forest buffer requirements on the basis that the majority of the site is wooded, including the existing tax ditch right-of-ways on both sides of the property, and that any proposed structures would be set back from the property lines a minimum of 80 feet due to the tax ditch right-of-way and the access easement. What I'm saying is that any proposed lots or any proposed structures that would be built in this area are going to be a minimum of 80 feet from the property line. We've received letters of no objection from the Sussex Conservation District and the Delaware Office of Drinking Water as requested by planning and zoning staff. That's primarily what we're proposing. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, but let me ask you, the wetland acreage, what becomes of that in this scenario? Who's going to own that?
It is still owned by the property owner. Mm-hmm. It's wetland area that he can't access other than the areas that are being accessed for the nationwide permit.
The existing home, you're saying?
Yes. Yes, that property owner owns the entire parcel, yes.
Okay.
Can I ask that another way? Just, I had the same question. I just want to make sure. So are the wetlands part of Lot 1? Are they going to?
The wetlands would basically, I guess, be open space. They're not part of the lot.
Okay.
They're not, obviously, they're wetlands, so you can't access
right.
them.
Okay. For anything. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Mr. Collins, we'll start with you.
I don't think that I actually have any questions for this one.
Okay.
I have just a couple. Can you pull your map up again,
sure, sure.
please? So when I was out there, I was trying to get my head around
yep.
where the sign was and that access driveway, mm-hmm. the driveway for the existing home. So that's over there.
Yep. So there is an existing access easement on this adjacent property that for this property to access the parcel. So that's why the driveway is here, technically not on the property. But there
and
is
the,
an existing.
But the access for the other lots?
Is
the
two down
lots
here.
Will
down
be
here.
Totally new to the left of what is existing there when I was looking at it.
Correct.
And then I think I heard you say they wouldn't be paved?
No, it's not intended to be paved.
Okay, so there will be.
Assuming we get the waiver for the county street design standards, yes.
Okay. And then there will be an agreement with the property owners for, as far as the maintenance?
Sure.
Of the access through there?
Yes.
Yeah, I was really confused about the four lots personally, so that's good clear. I think that's all I have for right now.
Okay. And Mr. Mears?
Yeah, I had been confused about the four lots, but you explained it, so no questions.
All right, staff, anything? Questions? Okay.
No, for me, thank you.
Counsel?
Just one, the statement you made that the residual lands aren't going to be developed residentially, or at least that's the plan?
At this time, yeah, correct.
Okay.
Because, like, as I said, it was originally submitted as a minor subdivision. That's really how we're presenting it, even though technically it's
Okay.
a standard subdivision.
Because my question would be, if it's not going to be developed, why the easement needs to cross the wetlands?
In case he wants to do something in the future.
Okay.
Do you have septic feasibility on the lots?
Yes, you should have that in the packet, yeah. For the two proposed lots as well as the residual lands.
Okay. Want it on the record.
Yeah.
That's all I had, Mr. Wheeler.
All right, sir. Okay, if you'll take a seat nearby.
Thank you.
If there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Sure, anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2025-09, lands of Fernandez subdivision? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2025-09?
Do you have another question?
Okay. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I do have one more. Explain to me again this access. If you're only going to be serving lots 2 and 3, why does it need to go all the way up into that uplands area with the emergency turnaround?
The fire marshal's office requested the emergency vehicle turnaround. We didn't want to put it on lot 2 alone. We wanted to extend it out. And like I said, with the idea that once he's got this access deeded on the property, if he should come back later in the future with an idea for something to do in those residual lands, he's already got the access.
And we're making a plan for the residual land, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Well, you're creating a lot. I mean,
yeah.
You can call it residual lands if you want, but it's a lot. And at some point, you're going to want to sell it, and somebody's going to build a house back there or two, or you'll be back wanting to cut it in half or something. So yeah, that's what it is. So
I just personally don't see the need to put that extension up there for the fire department turnaround, especially if nobody's going to be, if it's not going to be paved and somebody's going to have to be maintaining it. If that really is going to be for an emergency vehicle turnaround, I see that being a problem with the maintenance of it, and then, oh gosh, the fire truck got stuck or whatever the case may be. Why wouldn't that be able to be included?
I would be interested to know if the fire marshal thinks that's going to be a dirt road.
Mm.
You know,
it was presented that way too.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Is there no further questions?
When you say dirt road, I should say gravel road is
okay.
what we're
doing. Right, yeah. Right. Understood. Thank you.
All
right. Well, if there are no further questions, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning.